So we're talking about faith invitation, to do something with what you've heard. Do something with what God has already made available to you. Faith's invitation must be responded to. When there's an invitation put to us, we must respond one way or another. It will cost us if we don't. Make sure that you're ready to respond. Just don't let it go by the wayside. I believe God is challenging us this morning. Well, some of us, many times, there's an invitation given and we just kind of fail to respond to it. We must be activated, or we must activate our invitation by responding with words. When you hear the word of God being spoken, being preached, life is being imparted to you if you'll take advantage of it. Or if you just treat it like, well, it's just bouncing off the wall kind of thing, then you'll never receive that life. But life is in the word of God. Jesus said, my words are life. Psalm 119, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. God's word can keep you from sinning. Yes. What does sin do? It separates you from God. God's word can keep you from being separated from God. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Thoughts that go unspoken die unborn. If the word of Christ dwells in you richly, then what comes out of your mouth will be tempered by the word of God in every situation. See, words are extremely powerful, and if we know they're extremely powerful, then we'll be careful about how we release them. Romans 10:8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Many things that we can thank God for. That is the word of faith coming out of your mouth. 2 Corinthians 4:11, the Apostle Paul, while we live, we are constantly handed over to death for Jesus' sake. Of course, he was pushing into the kingdom of darkness and he was being persecuted many times. We are continually handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus is also shown in our mortal statue. Death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. The following is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We have that same spirit of faith. We also believe, therefore we also speak. So now notice what he speaks about. We know that the one who brought the Lord Jesus Christ back to life will also bring us back to life through Jesus. He will present us to God together with you. He knows that the Lord Jesus Christ has came back to life, and just as he came back to life, we will be presented to the Father as well. And as Jesus came back to life, he brought many sons and daughters to life, so he actually brought you and I back to life as well. You have already, if you're a born-again believer, you have already experienced resurrection. You know, it's really hard to debate someone and they talk about your faith and so forth, and they think, you really think that when you die, you know for sure that you're going to heaven, and you stand up and say, yeah, I really do. They might say, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. And you can say back to them, well, that doesn't change what I believe. I still know where I'm going, whether you believe it or not. And even that in itself, you remember, those words are life. When you declare the works of the Lord, that's words of life coming from your mouth that other people are hearing. And it will begin to convict them. They might go away at night and lay down at night and think, well, I was talking to this person this morning, and man, it's amazing. They're not afraid of death at all. They know exactly where they're going. They are confident. Man, I'd like to be like that. I'd really like to have confidence of where I'm going. And that can be the seed that will begin to produce an abundant harvest of salvation in their lives. When you're speaking to someone, have a good understanding of what you share. I believe every one of us as Christians should have a good idea of how we're actually going to share the gospel when we find somebody ripe to hear it. That we should have a good understanding about how to release that. And I believe the Apostle Paul is telling us to be careful of what comes out of our mouth. Matthew chapter 12, 36 says, I tell you, Jesus speaking, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Faith is activated through words. Life or death can be released. through words. We've said this before, life and death is in the power of the tongue. But words must be followed up by actions. When we activate a faith invitation by words, we must follow up by actions.